USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says she's beefing up our Border Patrol agents down on our southern border by sending more agents down to the U.S.-Mexico border. Many of the people coming to the United States are seeking asylum, and National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News deporting these people back to their original countries, that can be a long and tedious process.
We can do it with our current laws as long as you train the Border Patrol agents to be asylum officers. Right now, it takes about 2 to 5 years to deport somebody. If you train Border Patrol agents to be asylum officers and give that critical fear interview initially, we can get the deportations done in 10 days.
The House Judiciary Committee will vote this week to subpoena Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report. Attorney General Bill Barr has pledged to send a redacted version of the report to Congress by the middle of the month, if not sooner. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
Georgia lawmakers passed a bill that bans abortions at the first sign of a fetal heartbeat. Now, this can be found as early as 6 weeks, and the governor is expected to sign the bill.
And regarding that heartbeat, executive director of the Georgia Life Alliance, Josh Edmonds, tells CNN,
The overwhelming consensus in the medical community is that a heartbeat is detectable at 6 weeks in the womb, sometimes even earlier, and the science says that between 6 and 8 weeks, the chances of a miscarriage when the heartbeat is detectable goes down significantly. The chances of carrying your pregnancy successfully to term are about 98% successful between 6 and 8 weeks when there's a detectable heartbeat.
Police are investigating bodies found inside a North Dakota business. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
An investigation is just getting started in North Dakota after several people were found dead inside a building just west of Bismarck. No word on how many bodies were found or if there's any idea of what the cause of death may be.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is denying any alleged inappropriate behavior with Nevada legislator Lucy Flores back in 2014. Flores, in her first interview, says she did not have any personal relationship with the former vice president that would justify his alleged behavior.
In this situation, it was unwanted. It was shocking because of the power difference. Context is also important here.
Flores also tells MSNBC,
we don't take oftentimes this lower level of invasion of space and touchings of your body, unwanted touchings of your body, in the exact same kind of seriousness in which we do the other type of behaviors.
Nebraskans recovering from recent flooding could be eligible for special food benefits from the USDA. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Residents of Nebraska could receive the benefits if they meet disaster income limits with qualifying disaster-related expenses. Steve Horton runs the USDA's Disaster Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
If they have had losses, maybe things like loss of income, damage to their property, relocation expenses, and even in some cases loss of food due to power outages, they can go to a central DSNAP site operated by the state and apply to receive DSNAP benefits.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Your Final Four is set in the NCAA tournament. Michigan State will take on Texas Tech, and Virginia will play Auburn. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.